moving nicely this morning.
Thank you. And speaking of moving nicely this morning, let me introduce our guest for this hour. He is Donald Mann. And Donald's main focus has been how to apply spiritual slogans or affirmations to business thinking. He has a BA in chemistry and an MA in science education, both from East Carolina University. He worked as a VP at the Bank of America from 2006 to 2007, senior VP at MBNA from 1999 to 2005, and a general manager of Olin Corp from 1982 to 1996. And it is our pleasure to welcome Donald Mann to Puerto Rico.
Good morning, Sherman. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. You sound chipper and bright. Things are well where you are, obviously.
Yes, they're well wherever I am.
That's all a part of positive affirmation, I assume.
Absolutely, that's correct. You got to live what you talk.
Well, start at square one. What is positive affirmation?
Okay, a positive affirmation is a good, positive statement about the conditions that you're in. Along with it, a statement is some way that draws on the resources available to you so that you can deal properly and successfully with any situation around you.
Elaborate a little bit.
Okay. A positive affirmation, for example, one of them right from my book, which is called Okay, God, Now What, is, of course, the essence of an affirmation is where your strength comes from, what your self-identity is. So that if your self-identity is based on just yourself, that's one level of strength. If your level of affirmation is based on others around you, that's another level of strength. Me, what I've discovered is the biggest, greatest one that I can get hold of is God, the maker of the universe. So one of the affirmations out of my book, this is on page 190, that part of the things that I say regularly is, Father, you are causing me to trust you with all my heart. You are igniting my heart to fear your name. By you working me, I do not lean on my own understanding, but acknowledge you in all my ways, and you are directing my path to your glory. Right now, you are filling me with your words of peace, salvation, reconciliation, forgiveness, redemption, adoption, mercy, grace, truth and help, for I open my mouth, and you fill my lips as I speak your words in love to your glory. That's an example of that kind of affirmation.
Okay, wow. But you say the way we think. What type of thinking do you mean?
Well, the way that we think is actually to understand the process by which how the human being works. Essentially, what science has discovered most recently, and part of my background, of course, is science, is that the human brain has got two major parts to it. The first one is the aware mind, the cognitive mind, the one that you're listening to me with right now and processing the information that I'm saying. The second one is the subconscious mind. Now, the amazing thing is that of the energy in the human body, only 5% is devoted to the cognitive mind, and 95% is what's going on in your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind is not only the bigger part of your brain system or neurological system, but the thing that's working the most, whatever's going on around you. So the process of thinking is in your aware mind is as events happen in your life, what your subconscious mind is doing is assessing what's there, looking at the things that are already written on your heart or your subconscious mind, and then feeding them back to your cognitive mind so that you then respond consistent with whatever's been written in your mind in the past. That's the way we think. That's the process of how we think.
But how do we access that subliminal suggestion or subliminal mind?
Well, the way that you access it is two different ways. One way is that it comes automatically as you go through the events of life. You don't have to be aware of it. As a matter of fact, for most of us, these things are so habit ingrained in us, we're not aware of them at all. We think they're actually our present aware mind thoughts, but they're not. They're actually what's coming out of your subconscious mind. So it's happening all the time. If you want to access it on purpose, then one of the things you can do, here's a useful experiment that happens a lot of times. Suppose you can't remember somebody's name, and you say, it'll come to me in a minute. And then sure enough, a couple minutes later or a minute later, all of a sudden that mind comes floating into your brain. That's your subconscious mind telling you, because your subconscious mind is where all of your permanent memory resides. not your cognitive mind. Your cognitive mind is the part that you think and you're aware with. It doesn't last that long. As a matter of fact, it's if you think in terms of computer technology, it's your current active cache. It's just what's going on around you right now. And as soon as what's happened now has moved on, so is your cognitive mind. It's your subconscious mind where all the memory is located.
But again, is there or are there specific techniques that we can use to access it, or it's there and it decides?
Okay. When you talk about accessing, what you're really talking about is controlling what affirmations you receive. And yes, there absolutely are foundations for how to do that. As a matter of fact, that's what led me into discovering how this works. I was actually sitting in a sales class, hearing the instructor talk, and as he was, I've been studying the Bible most of my life, and all of a sudden, as he was talking about how to overcome sales resistance, fear, and to move forward with people, scripture after scripture after scripture just came pouring through my mind, and sawing how all this comes together. Basically, you can put in your subconscious mind what you need for the future one of two ways. The first way is it happens by accident. Somebody creates your environment around you. The information keeps coming into you. Your subconscious mind receives it with enough repetition. Then it becomes a permanent part of your memory that's readily available. And that's what happens to most of us for most things around us. It happens by accident. It's not planned. It's not organized. The second way is to organize it, is to go into a focused program where you now put things in your subconscious mind that you want to come out later, which is example what I read when I read that affirmation that came out of my book, that's what I was doing. I'm putting it into my mind so that when events occur, for example, this one talked about leaning not on your own understanding, so that when events occur that I don't understand what's going on, I can know and rest that Father God is giving me the things that I need. I will get the information I need. I will do the right things, and I will speak words that enable people to do better things in this situation. Now I have pre-programmed my subconscious mind to help me and to deliver the help that I need as I go through the events of life.
You have 2 degrees in science. Are there any scientific or psychological evidence of what you're describing?
Oh, yes, there's absolutely lots of it. I go into just some small parts of it in my book because it's really a great field that's really surfaced in the last 15, 20 years. A lot of it's been coming in the last 5 or 10 years. For example, they can do a type of MRI where they can scan your brain and see what parts of your brain are functioning. And depending on your behaviors and your normal typical behaviors, they can actually scan your brain and see what parts of your brain are being used in most of the time through the day, because those parts will have more blood in them. And as they see that those parts that have blood, they can now match that to your typical behavior. So a psychologist or a psychiatrist who actually looks at that scan can pretty well predict your behavior and what kind of person you are. That's the kind of information they've been getting and gathering and pulling together that understands and shows how this works. That's where you get the two parts of the brain working together, the conscious mind, the aware mind, and then the subconscious mind, which is really where the bulk of the activity occurs.
And obviously very interesting. You've referred to your book a couple of times. Talk about your book.
Okay, my book is called Okay, God, Now What? And it actually came about when I was asked the question, how did I turn around a division that was failing? And in 6 years, that same division was producing $500 million worth of business with the same people. Because in most turnaround situations, what the manager does is brings in different people. My situation was more like a military one. I had the people that I had to work with. In this case, it was high technology, scientists and engineers, and they were the only ones on the planet that knew how to do, or the technology associated with, what we were doing. And I had to turn them around. What I essentially did was, I've discovered as I learned how the brain works, I created a success environment for them so that it was okay for them to try things. If they didn't work, move forward to something else. As a matter of fact, my biggest thing I had was, if you didn't try something, and if you didn't tell us what happened, that's when I got mad. Other than that, I thanked them and congratulated them, rewarded them for trying, and eventually we solved the problem and moved forward. And again, the same people, what happened to them was that in about 6 months, they had been thinking and addressing problems one way. In about 6 months of the kind of environment I created for them, they started addressing problems in a different, better way and started on their own becoming more successful, which is how you can grow a company to $500 million.
Don, if somebody wanted to follow up either through the internet or other means, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, the best way to do that is to contact me at my phone number, which is 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-903-6625. And if you're Call into that number today. What I will do is give you a free copy of 10 affirmations to get you started in the process. Of course, then you can get my book, which is available at Amazon and other kinds of places. The website for the book is called OKGodNowWhat.com. That's the two letters, OK, then GodNowWhat.com. They can contact me there. There's also a link on that site for an address to contact me directly. That's the best way for people to get hold of me.
Don, thank you very much for joining us today. Obviously, a very interesting philosophy, and your application to business, I think, is of interest to all of us.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Sherman. I appreciate being here, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you, and you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.